This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. What triggers a revival? One thing for sure is, don't try to manufacture one. There's no magical formula, but some basic disciplines are usually a part of revival. We see in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9, that an openness to God's word was used by God to bring deep conviction to the people. Prayer and fasting are other disciplines often found in accounts of revival, as seen in Nehemiah chapter 9. What often happens, however, is we don't patiently let God do His thing in and through us when and how He wants to do it. I once spoke in a Bible school in France. God moved as students broke down in prayer and confessed sin. When the chapel bell rang, a staff person closed the meeting and sent the students off to class. I sensed he might have cut off what God wanted to do. Later, I chatted with him and suggested that if God breaks through the next day, would they be willing to postpone classes and let God do His work? When I gave time for prayer after my message the next day, nothing happened at first. Then, just before the bell rang, a student from Madagascar got up and confessed, "I've never genuinely asked Jesus to be my Savior and Lord," and continued, "I here and now confess Him as my Savior and Lord and ask you all to pray for me." It was electrifying. God broke through, and many students, over the next 4 hours, got right with God. After reading Nehemiah 8:9, I've often wondered if Nehemiah and Ezra short-circuited revival that day.